copywriters, you are making things too difficult. What part of modeling says completely rip it apart and innovate your own nonsense? There is so much arrogance and ego involved in the process of trying to write copy, you're screwing yourself up and over, and you're making me mad.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? This is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode today. I'm going to rant. Are you ready? I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm hurt. I'm saddened. I'm borderline belligerent. All right. So we're going to talk about, I have calmed down a little bit. I probably should have done this episode when I was really at the peak of my anger, and you would have probably found it very comical, but I wanted to calm down. But before I go off and do that, don't make me more angry. Are you a member of Learn Nation or not? If you are not, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to go Hulk on you. LURN.com. What is it going to take? We're going to put 10 million entrepreneurs into this place together, man. You want to change the world? You want to make a big difference? We're going to have to do it together as entrepreneurs. You want to wait for the government to do it? It ain't going to happen. All right? So you can either be a part of our movement or you can stand by and watch us move right by you. Come on. LURN.com. It's absolutely free to join. Go join right now. All right. Now, why am I so angry? Copywriters. Copywriting. Why do you trouble me so much? Why do you hate me? Why do you hurt me? Listen, I think, first of all, if you know me at all, you know I take copywriting very personally. It is something I love. And I don't think I ever realized how much I love it until I have been teaching it the last few years. Because, you know, you see those scenes, I think, in movies or whatever, where like a kid's trying to learn a piano and like the piano teacher is getting really angry and is like, stop it. Why aren't you playing it right? And you sit there and you're like, calm down, angry woman. Like, what's wrong with you? Well, I kind of get it because that person's so passionate about the piano. Like, it's an art, must be respected and honored. And you know, do what you should do with your fingers. Do it correctly. Play the damn piano right. So my challenge with copywriting is this. I understand that when you're trying to learn how to do copywriting, I understand completely that hooks and angles, I understand flow, narrative. Like, these things are tough, and it takes time to learn them. And I absolutely get it, and I've been doing this for 16 plus 17 years. I don't know how many thousands of hours of copy I've written, and I can't compare myself with others who are just starting. I get all of that. Let's get past that. That's not what makes me angry. Here is what flippin' makes me angry. If I give you a piece of copy, and I say, listen, this converted. This is your model. This is brilliant. This did it. I need you to take this and emulate it for this. Meaning, this was written about the topic blah. I want something very similar written about the topic blah. Model it. What part of modeling says completely rip it apart and innovate your own nonsense? And this is innately why I feel like copywriters, you are making things too difficult. There is so much arrogance and ego involved in the process of trying to write copy. You're screwing yourself up and over, and you're making me mad. So I'm not, there's no ego in my copy. Okay. I care about what converts. I love models. I don't want to innovate. If there's a model that works, I'm the first person to jump in and model after it. You know what? When I was learning to play tennis, do you know what I did for hours and hours? I would watch Pete Sampras play when I was a kid. And I would, in slow motion, I figured out how to do slow motion video playback back then so I could watch how he set up his serve. The best compliment you could have given me back then is, man, you serve just like Pete Sampras. You copied him. I'd be like, thank you very much. I'll take that any day long and twice on a Sunday. So here's the kinds of things in copywriting that just make me mad, because this shows me that someone's not paying attention. This has nothing to do with experience. This has nothing to do with modeling. This has nothing to do with hooks and angles and all of that. If I give you, you know, a copy that you can clearly see how I wrote my bullet points, okay? And I tell you, hey, listen, don't do run-on sentences. Put it on your checklist. Like, I call it auditory rhythm. I'm telling you, there are two concepts in my copywriting world that if you violate, you are, it's like the sin of copywriting for me. Visual flow and auditory rhythm. I have proven it again and again. You can take bad copy and apply visual flow and auditory rhythm, and it becomes better, way better, way, way better. What's visual flow? Visual flow is, please don't give me a clunk of text that's this big to read. My eyes say, no, I won't read it. And I get this from people, and they'll tell me, well, it's just review. It's just, you know, I haven't done. Well, can you add some hard spaces? So even if I'm reviewing it for you, my eyes actually care to read it? Like, how long does that take? See, that for me, the reason I get angry is you're disrespecting the trade. You're disrespecting what copy is supposed to do. If I'm trying to talk to you and you keep, and I keep jabbing you in your ribs while I'm talking to you, are you going to pay attention to me? No. But I'll be like, just ignore me jabbing you and just pay attention. It's just the core concept. Just understand it. You're going to be like, could you stop? It hurts. Stop jabbing me. Now maybe I could listen to you. So it's the same thing. When you are trying to put copy out there to a client or to someone and you just, blah, right? And then you're like, well, just ignore that. I'll do that later. It's especially when you know that's not right. You shouldn't do that. Okay, so that, come on. Is that an experience thing? No, if you've been through the training, if you've been through that, you should know not to do that. Okay, number two, all right, run-on sentences. I cannot tell you how many copywriters, oh my God, I understand punctuation is not important in copywriting. I'm the first person to say it. I splice the crap out of my copy. But for the love of God, you're going to write a 10-line sentence where it just keeps going, comma, comma, dash, and nonsense. Do you know what, do you sit back and look at your own copy and say, do I even want to read that? Because I bet you 90% of the time you don't want to read that. So I can't even read it. My head is screaming. So these are, okay, so number two, like why? That's violating auditory rhythm. So visual flow is, you know, please use your white space, bold, italicize, underline, make my eyes want to read something. Auditory rhythm is, okay, here, let me talk to you. I'm gonna do an episode for you right now. This is how people deliver a copy to me. Ready? I don't like copy that doesn't have any pauses or anything in it. It's just blink long copy. You're violating auditory rhythm. You're violating visual flow. And if you could just improve that, you would do a lot better and your copy would be 10 times better. And then you would make more money and your clients would be more happy. Well, what point did you lose me? At what point were you like, gosh, shut up. I don't even listen to you anymore. This is how 95% of the copy I review for people, I'm like, I can't deal with it. I don't want to give you this level of feedback. I love to give hook and narrative feedback. Like that's where we should be. So listen, copywriters, people who are saying they want to learn copy, you need to learn the idea of modeling. Model, stick to what works. So when you model someone, if they have a headline, if they give you a page that says this page really worked and you're model for them, this is how hardcore I go. If the headline has 15 words, my headline will have 14 to 18 words. It's going to look similar. Okay, if the subheadline had 20 words, my subheadline is going to have 17 to 22 words. Okay, if they did if they did 17 subheadlines, I'm just going to write 17 subheadlines. That's where I start. It's easier. It's less brain power. If they have a subheadline on a sample page that they like that says, here are the results of our clients, I'm going to write a subheadline around the same place that says, student success stories that range up to $1 million. Like the point I'm trying to make is I won't copy a word for word. That's disrespectful to the art. Very disrespectful to the art, even though it's called copywriting. Don't copy. But I get it. They wrote a subheadline that's about student testimonials. I'm going to write one that's about student testimonials. They have a chunk about student testimonials. I'm going to do a chunk about student testimonials. Okay, they have a chunk here. Our five-step process, our five-step framework. I'm going to our three-step process to converting. Like, they have a diagram here. I'm going to put a diagram here. You know, do you know that if you do that right, if you model the way I teach, if you model the way that you should do, 99% of the time, if you showed your copy to the original writer of the copy you modeled, they wouldn't even figure it out. They wouldn't even know that you modeled after them. But you'd be able to know going in that 80% of the risk of your copy has been removed. So please, I beg of you, for those of you who are trying to learn to write copy and you're new, stop innovating. Stop trying to be creative. Follow some core foundational rules. Please model and model to the point of pain. Don't copy, model. And don't you dare write a sentence that's 10 sentences. And don't you dare do run-on sentences. And don't give me a clump of crap to review. I'm not going to do it anymore. Copywriters, I love you to death. I love reviewing copy. I'm done. You send that stuff back to me, you're going to be like banned from getting any copy reviewed from Onyx and Gall. That is it. I have said it on The Fighting Entrepreneur. I am angry. I never rant on this, but I'm ranting at you entrepreneurs right now. Write better copy. This literally on the way into work today, I was so heated up about this that I said this to myself. This is word for word what I said. I said, you know what, Onyx? Maybe the number one thing you can do to save the world, your contribution to helping save the world, is put an end to bad copy. There's just so much bad copy out there. And it truly is the number one skill. If you could just put a little bit more love and time into the trade, into the art, and respect it just 10% more, you'll make a ton more. A ton more. And the world will be a happier place. At least I will be a happier person. All right? So come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Go out there and up your copy skills. Do not send me clumps of text, run-on sentences, and if I say model after something, you innovate beyond that, I'm not going to work with you anymore. All right? There we go. Now, if you want some more of that, go to, what a welcoming way to introduce you to welcome you to learn.com. Go to onikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K-podcast.com for more show notes. You guys know I love you. You know I'm always joshing around. I do love copywriting. It is a very passionate topic for me, and I do take it personally. It is an art, and it is one that should be respected, honored, and practiced, because it is the number one skill for an entrepreneur. So there you have it, entrepreneurs. Go make it happen right now. Go to learnnationlurn.com, go to onikpodcast.com, and remember, as I always say, when life pushes you, or when Onik pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. All right, if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit the bell icon, hit the comment icon, leave me a comment, hit the thumbs up icon. And if you're watching or listening to us on your favorite podcast source, please make sure you go subscribe and leave us an awesome review. Be back soon with another episode. Till then, entrepreneurs, go out there and fight for your dreams. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.